And how do you feel about the education you received there?
It was good. It was good. We had a great education. The brothers were excellent. When I went to Central at that time, the classes were divided up. You took a test to enter Central, you know, an IQ test, an aptitude test, and they'd grade the test and put you in classes according to how well you performed on the test. So when you were a freshman, they had a 1A, 1B, and 1C class. Okay. I recall I was in the 1C class.
Okay.
So I didn't take any higher math, anything like that. When I was a sophomore, I was in the 2B. Junior and senior year, I was in the 3B, 4B classes. I didn't take any chemistry or trigonometry, anything like that. You know, I took the biology classes, algebra. That was about it as far as the math goes. It was very good education. Brothers are very dedicated. Mm. Very dedicated. A lot of discipline in the class. I mean, you could walk in Boys Central any time of day or night. You could hear a pin drop in there when classes were going on. You never spoke between classes. You know, you walked on the halls and everything was very quiet. It's a lot different than what I see now when I go to the high school and different places. Yeah. A very disciplined curriculum back then, I guess I want to say.
Do you think that was a good thing? That
it was. Yeah, it was. The brothers also had what they called a leather strap. And if for some reason you got on the line, they'd take the strap out, you'd go up in front of the class, you'd put your hands out, and they'd hit you with the strap on the palm of your hands. Every once in a while, it got a little bit high and got up on the wrist, and might break a blood vessel, which happened a couple of times. But yeah, I got the strap a number of times. I do recall that. And I don't recall too many that didn't get it for one reason or another. It might be talking or chewing gum or whatever. But
chewing gum.
Yeah, it was a good education. Yeah, I don't regret it for 1 minute. I think we should have more of it.
More straps.
Yeah, well, not, maybe not necessarily more straps, but a little more discipline than what I see now.
Do you recall why you got the strap?
Probably for talking in class or maybe if you didn't have your homework in on time. I do recall one time taking an English class down on the first floor of the basement area, and springtime, it got a little hot, and another student and myself, I went to open up one of the windows, and we were taking class in the mechanical drawing classroom, and the frame of the window broke. Completely off. It was all rotted. Came down. Brother Roland, that was during English class. Brother Roland was our instructor that time. So after that, every day we'd have to go up in front of the class and get two hits with the strap after that until the end of the school year. And it was an accident, but, you know, that's the way it was back then.
And your dad, did he have thoughts when you came home with red hands? Or
You never say anything to your parents that you got the strap. No, you never said a word to your parents. If they heard that you misbehaved in school or whatever, they take further discipline.
They give you another round.
Yeah, you get further discipline from there. My dad was an individual that did use a strap. He used his belt when we were kids. Yeah, he did not spare the belt. If we got out of line, we were a little mischievous. We were pretty close in age. There's only, with the three brothers and myself, there's only probably a year between one and the other down there. And when we lived out on Gilman Street, my dad was running the grocery store, and we were quite young. I was probably 6, and my brother Bob was 5, and Billy was 4, and Tom was 3, whatever. We could get ourselves into a little mischief. Then when Dad came home and my mother would tell him the kids did this or that, as soon as he reached for the belt, we took off running under the bed. The last one under the bed was the one that got the strap. So being the oldest one, I was usually the first one under the bed. But I'd make some yelp sounds as if I was being hit with the strap. So, yeah, he did not spare the belt. And it didn't hurt anyone. I look back at it now. It was not a bad thing. Right. I don't feel it was a bad thing.
My mom used to use the fly swat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had an aunt that used a wooden spoon. Okay. And then I had another aunt that used a broom. Oh. So, yeah, they had different methods of keeping us in line, I guess.